I want you to take your Bible this morning and turn to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter number 7. Romans chapter 7. Once you find Romans chapter 7, I want you to find verse number 15. Romans chapter 7, verse number 15. Romans chapter 7, verse number 15. I call the sermon today, Strong Decisions. Strong Decisions. Romans chapter 7, verse number 15. Would you please stand with me? We'll stand out of reverence to the Word of God. Romans chapter 7, starting with verse number 15. Now, I am going to read 10 total verses. I want you to pay very close attention to them. And let me tell you in advance, as I read them, you're going to feel a little bit like the Apostle Paul was kind of double-talking a little. But if you stay with me, I'll explain something to you in a moment. Romans chapter 7, starting with verse number 15, it says this. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in my flesh, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Let me pray. Father, help my mind to concentrate. May I deliver the truth in a simple way, and help us all to leave here making stronger decisions, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat. I'm going to throw a little something in at the beginning of the sermon about which I was thinking about this earlier today. The Constitution of the United States of America was ratified June the 21st of 1788. It was written by strong men. It was written for a strong country. And it was written at a strong time. I would warn America, don't rewrite something that was written in a strong way. Today, there are weak people that want to rewrite what strong people wrote. The Bill of Rights was ratified December 15, I think it was 1791. These are the first 10 amendments of the Constitution. They were written by strong men. They were written for a strong country. They were written at a strong time. And today, you have weak people that want to redo what strong people did. That will be a catastrophe for the United States of America. The Apostle Paul, in all that wording in those 10 verses that we read, this is what he said. The things I don't want to do, I do them. Then he said, the things I want to do, sometimes I don't do those things. Listen to Romans 7:18. He said, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Kind of says something here. He asks the question, how do I perform that which is good? There are good things that I want to do, and sometimes I just don't do the good things that I want to do. And there are bad things that I don't want to do. And somehow, I end up doing those things. If you'll stay with me today, I'm going to show you how to make strong decisions. Our family, went to Corolla, North Carolina, for a few days of vacation. And our adult children, they went parasailing. They call it also parakiting, if you will. And by the way, they were dressed modestly and decently, and it was a good time. Now, let me explain it. You're strapped into a special made parachute. There's a cord that's hooked up to your parachute and a speedboat. And that cord that they had was 800 feet long. And when they take off, they're letting the rope out, and you, because of the speed of the boat, your parachute is going higher and higher and higher and higher, and so before long, you've got a cord hooked up, and you're hundreds of feet in the air, and they're zooming around pulling you everywhere. I have to tell you, the decision for them to go parasailing was easy to make on the ground. They made the decision when they were all together, and it was a strong decision. But they were on dry ground, and they were not 800 feet in the sky, and they didn't have a rope hooked up to them on a parachute with a speedboat pulling them around. But they made the decision when they were strong. Then what they did is they all decided they were going to do it, and once they got out there, they had to go do it. I'm not sure that somebody wouldn't have said, I don't want to do this anymore, but they had already made the decision when they were strong. And I'll promise you, every one of them had a moment of weakness when they got down to it. But why did they go ahead and do it? Because they had already made a strong decision when they were strong. Let me tell you something else. I think I know. The Apostle Paul said, how do I perform that which is good? I think I know how. I think I know how to help me to do that which is hard. I'm going to tell you about it in a second. We went to Currituck Lighthouse up in that off the Outer Banks, and it's a lighthouse. There's a million red bricks included in the structure of that lighthouse. 220 steps. There's no elevator. I thought I was going to die when we got to the top of that thing. But when we got to the top of it, it's just a couple hundred feet in the air. And you look out over the edge and you think you're going to toss your cookies. I mean, it's scary up there. And I got to thinking about this. When I was much younger, I agreed to bungee jump if we accomplished a certain thing in our church or in our Sunday school class, and the group reached their goal, so I had to bungee jump. Now, I have to tell you, I had agreed to bungee jump head first at 200 feet. And if you don't understand bungee jumping, when you go head first, they tie a rubber band around your ankle. And a human being that is supposed to be sensible, knowledgeable, jumps off a platform at 200 feet with a rubber band tied around your ankles and hopefully anchored to something at the top of the platform. Well, I agreed to do that. And I got to tell you something. And what reminded me of this is when I was at the top of that lighthouse, it occurred to me that's how high it was the day that I bungee jumped. Now, the day that I made the promise to bungee jump, I was on solid ground. I was feeling very brave, very confident, and not afraid, and it was worth it. The day that I was on the top of that platform with that rubber band tied around my ankles, hopefully tied to something else, and I was about to jump off head first, I wasn't real confident. I'm not real sure this was a good idea, and I'm wondering, should this be done at all? But I did it. You say, why? Because one day prior, when I was strong, I made a decision about what I was going to do. And then I followed through with that strong decision later on when I was weak. Too many people make too many emotional decisions in their lives. Too many people make too many circumstantial decisions in their lives. You say, what are you talking about? I think one of the best ways for you to make good decisions is to make your decisions by principle. You don't decide how you feel. You decide what is right and what is wrong. And then you make your decision based on what's right or what's wrong. Now, I would have never made that promise to bungee jump from on top of the 200-foot platform. I would have never made the promise up there. If you would have taken me up there and said, hey, would you like to promise to bungee jump? I'd say, no way, Jose. You didn't know I knew Spanish. No way, Jose. I am not jumping off this platform. I made the promise when I was not afraid, when I was standing on solid ground. And again, the only reason I jump when I was fearful is because I promised I would when there was no fear. Paul in the Bible was a very strong and a successful Christian. He too decided that when he was strong, he would do the right things. Then, when he was weak, he obeyed the decisions that he had made back when he was strong. I think we should all follow his advice. Let your strong, good decisions carry you through your weak, fearful moments in life. What I'm about to tell you, I'm going to make it simple. You won't wonder what I've said when we get done today, but I want to tell you, I want everybody here to know what I'm about to say to you will help you in multiple areas of life. For instance, what I'm about to help you will help you with a diet. What I'm about to help you will help you with money matters in your life. What I'm about to say could help you with a commitment to exercise or good projects that you do. I'll tell you this, and for a few of you, you won't understand this, but when I was strong and I was a young man and when I knew that God was working heavily in my life, I decided that I would be an old time religion Baptist preacher, and I made that decision when I was strong. I'm glad I did. I plan to let that strong decision carry me all the way in to the end of my days. I don't plan to change that. Why? I made a good decision. It was a strong decision. It was a decision by faith based on the Word of God. I don't want that to change. I made some decisions about separation from the world when I was a young man. I'm letting those decisions carry me in these days of my life. But stay with me. Let me explain this in a little easier detail if I could. Do you know the champions of the Bible made strong decisions while they were strong? The champions of the Bible made strong decisions while they were strong. For instance, Daniel decided to serve God before the lion's den while he was strong. And then when he got thrown in the lion's den, he didn't change his mind. Getting thrown in a lion's den could change your mind. Do you know why Daniel went into that lion's den with courage? It wasn't necessarily because he had courage at the moment. He looked back to the day that he said, I'm going to serve God no matter what comes my way. And when they said, we're going to throw you in the lion's den, he said, I've already made a commitment on this thing. I'm stuck. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego decided to serve God before the burning fiery furnace. While they were strong, and they didn't change their decision that when they were threatened with the furnace. Being thrown into a burning fiery furnace could cause you to change your mind. You know what those three boys said? They looked at each other and said, we promised we were going to be faithful to God. It looks like we're going to be put to the test. And they said, we've already decided. They didn't decide at that moment. They had already decided to be faithful to God no matter what it cost them. And they followed through. Noah decided to serve God before the flood. And he was strong at the time of the flood because of the decision that he made before the flood. Worldwide flood be enough to scare you out of doing what you ought to do. And Noah did the right thing. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did the right thing. And Daniel did the right thing. You can thank God that those great people made a decision and then stuck with that decision even when hardship came upon them about that decision. Peter decided to serve God before he was put into prison. He made that decision while he was strong. Then when he got put into prison for preaching the gospel, he did not change his mind. I think of John the Baptist. Do you know that John the Baptist decided to serve God before he was threatened with the guillotine and having his head cut off? And then when the guillotine came his way, he said, I already made a decision. I'm not backing out on God. I will take my stand for God, even if it costs me my head. He didn't rethink it. He knew what was right. I think of Joseph of old who served God and decided to serve God before he was placed into Potiphar's prison. But I'm glad he decided to serve God before he was put into Potiphar's prison over a false accusation, matter of fact. But he did the right thing. John the Beloved, John is the one that leaned on the breast of Jesus Christ. John the Beloved decided to serve God while he was strong. Do you know, later on in life, John the Beloved was exiled to the Isle of Patmos. And before they took him out there and left him, they boiled him alive in oil.
But you can look back and you can say, I wonder how did John make it through that? John said, when I was younger, I decided I was serving God no matter what came to me. And when they threatened to boil me in oil, he said, there's no decision to be made. I already decided I'm serving God and I'm going to. He said, well, we're going to forsake you on an island. What do you want to do? He said, I decided when I was young, it was right to serve God, and you're not going to change my mind now that I'm going through a difficulty. I already made that decision. What did he do? He made strong decisions while he was strong, and then when hardship came his way, he stuck with the decision he made when he was strong. And if America wants to stay strong, she better stick with the decision she made when she was young and strong and not afraid, because those decisions are what built this great country. Job decided to serve God no matter what God threw at him. Ooh, did he have any idea what was coming his way? But I'm glad Job said, I already decided I was serving God no matter what comes my way, I'm doing it. And he followed through because he made a decision when he was strong. From all I can tell, the great people of the Bible made their best decisions when they were on topside spiritually, then stayed with that strong decision in their weak times. What will carry you is making strong decisions when you're strong, then let those strong decisions carry you when you're weak. Because you will face a moment of weakness. I made some decisions about the Bible, and I believe its purity. I made decisions about where I would stand in regard to the local New Testament church. I made them while I was young. I made them when I felt like I was at a peak spiritually and strong. And God helped me. I have not changed any of those things through the years. You say, why not? I already made a decision. I found out what the Bible says. The Bible's not changed. So I'm staying right where I started. And it was a good decision. Let me make it even simpler. We can see the great people of the Bible made their best decisions when they were spiritually strong and then stayed with them later on when things got a little rough. Secondly, make decisions about the good things that you need to do while you're strong. Make decisions about the good things you should do while you're strong. I'm going to read something to you. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 19, 20, 21, thereabouts, it says this, "And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury the dead." Here's what happened. Jesus, a man came to him and said, I need to go do something. And Jesus said, the best thing for you to do is while you're close to me, you make your decisions. Now, I think Jesus was a little bit afraid that this man, if he left Jesus' side to go and make a decision, he would make a weak decision. Jesus said, no, stay right here and make your decision about what ought to be done while you're right here with me. Now, let me tell you all something. When you're close to God, you make decisions. That's the time to make decisions. When you're not close to God, I'd be careful what kind of decisions you make. If you want to make strong decisions, you need to get close to the one who knows everything. That's God. You need to be close to the one who has all power and has all wisdom. But for some of you, you say, I was close to God. I made some decisions for the Lord. Could I recommend to you that when you were close to God, that was the time to make certain decisions? And you ought to be very, very careful rethinking that. Let me tell you how. Okay, and I'm sure there's somebody here that you're going to have a baby when I say this, because you hate to hear a preacher talk about money, and I'm going to talk about money for this 60 seconds. You promise God you will tithe when you're spiritually strong. That's what you ought to do. Then you keep that strong tithing promise when you're weak. Now that's how I did it. I promised God a long time ago I was going to tithe. And I just promised him, this is how it's going to be. I'm going to do it. And then when the tough times came, I didn't rethink it. I said, I already made that decision and I'm not going to change it. What did I do? When I was strong, I made this strong decision. Then when I faced weakness, I let the strong decision carry me. Promise God that you'll be morally pure when you're spiritually strong. Then keep the promise in the moment of weakness. You young people, let me tell you one of the best things you'll ever hear. You ought to decide that you want to be morally pure until you get married. You ought to decide, and I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm going to say it. I think young people, you ought to decide to be virgin when you get married. Yes. Say, Pastor, it's too late for that. Then why don't you decide to be clean from here on out? But I will tell you something. One of the best things some of you young people could do is you could decide. You could say, it is good for me to be clean. It is good for me to be pure. I will decide when I'm 9. I'll decide when I'm 10. I'll decide when I'm 11. I'm going to be pure. I want to be virgin when I get married. And then let me tell you something. You made the decision. Now you walk on in life. And when you're 15 or 16 and every ample opportunity to be immoral comes your way, you better be careful. Don't rethink your decision. Don't change your mind. Say, I already decided I was going to be pure. That'll carry you. But you make the decision when you're strong, and then you follow through on that decision because the weak times will come. Make your spiritual commitments while you're strong. Then keep them when you're carnal. Can I tell you all something? If you decide every Sunday morning whether you're coming to church or not, you're not real smart. You say, why? Because the Sandman will talk you out of it. Your pillow will talk you out of it. The inconvenience of taking a shower and brushing your teeth will talk you out of it. I decided a long time ago if I were healthy, I would be in church. I don't rethink it all the time. I decided that when I was strong. I don't renegotiate it every time I turn around. So I let my strong decisions be made when I'm strong, and I let my strong decisions carry me when I'm weak. So you say, you're the pastor. What do you mean weak? I've been on vacation all week long. I'm not real sure I wanted to do what I'm doing right now about 4 o'clock this morning. You say, but you're the pastor. I know, but I'm a human being. You say, why are you here? It's the right thing to do. I decided a long time ago, as long as I'm healthy, I'll show up for church on Sunday school and Sunday morning and Sunday night. I decided a long time ago. I don't renegotiate it. I don't think through it. I don't see if it's convenient. And I don't do what I feel like emotionally. And I made some decisions when I was strong, and I let my strong decisions carry me when I'm weak. I made some decisions when I was strong, and those right things have not changed. They're still right. So I'm not going to stop doing right because wrong is now convenient. The Apostle Paul, he said, the things I want to do, sometimes I don't. The things I don't want to do, sometimes I do. You know what he was saying? There was a battle going on inside him. But the Apostle Paul, by the way, probably other than Jesus Christ, is the best Christian in the New Testament. I'm going to guess somewhere along the line, the Apostle Paul learned how to say, this is right, I'm going to do it, even if I don't feel like it. Or he couldn't qualify for being such a great Christian. So, you look throughout the Bible and you'll find your champions in the Bible made strong decisions while they were strong. And then when the weaker part of life came their way, they kept doing what they decided to do while they were strong. So you need to make decisions about doing good things while you're strong. And then keep doing those good things when you're weak. The children, listen, let me tell you this. When you made your wedding vows, could I recommend something? Could I recommend you remember what you said you were going to do? I don't think I understand this generation. They take wedding vows, but do they mean them? Make a decision. And then when the tough time comes, remember the decision you made at the wedding altar. What's that? I'll promise you, we've got some people in here that have been married 50 years. I will promise you, there were days when they didn't want to keep that vow. You say, why? Well, notice it says for better or for worse. There's a slight chance the worst could creep in. Or how about richer or poorer? Let's face it, that's a tough one. Let me tell you something. What you do is when you take the vow, you lock into it. It's a good decision. Make the commitment. And then later on, when poor arrives, when sickness arrives, when worse arrives, don't emotionally say, well, this is how I feel. No, you look back and say, when I was strong, I made a strong decision. I'm sticking with that strong decision. That will carry me through this weak moment. That will carry me through this poor moment. That will carry me through this sick moment. That will carry me through this difficult moment. And I will guarantee you, anybody in this room that's been married for 40 or 50 or 60 years will tell you they had to look back to a hard decision they made years ago to get them through some of the weak moments in their life. That's just how you make good decisions. Make good decisions about doing good things while you're strong. And then don't let hardship stop you from doing those good things. But only that. May I say number three, make good decisions about stopping the bad things in your life when you're strong. Now, the first thing I said was, hey, the good things that you ought to do, make those decisions when you're spiritually strong. Then stick with them. Now, I think also we ought to make the decisions about stopping the bad things that shouldn't be in our life. Make those decisions when you're strong. And then stick with that decision when you're weak. Let me tell you something. I'm saddened by the availability of pornography in our society. Let me tell you this, though. I tell people, when you're under conviction about it and you know God's dealing with your heart, you better get rid of it at that moment. Because if you don't get rid of it at that moment, weakness is coming your way. And you'll never get rid of it. You'll play with that thing for the rest of your life. Most bad habits are conquered because someone mustered up enough strength to make a strong decision. There was a strength that they developed somehow. Maybe it was at a church service. I don't know what caused it, but if you want to make a strong decision, when somebody tells you something is wrong and you realize it's wrong and you're convicted about it's wrong, what you better do is you better say it's wrong. I see it's wrong at this moment. I'm making a decision to get away from that wrong. And then you let that good, strong decision carry you 2 weeks from now when you become weak about it again. Don't wait to take the bad out of your life. Take it out when you're strong. And then let that strong decision carry you through the weak moments of life. I'll tell you all about getting into a cold swimming pool. When the water is freezing cold, you walk out and your feet might be okay. Because your feet's tough and your feet says, okay, this is really cold. Then you get about halfway up your thighs and that cold water's saying, get out. Get out. Now, I have to tell you what I do. I do not torture myself one step at a time. You know what I do? I jump in. Why? Let's get this over with. Now, I'm going to tell you some of you, I don't know what you're waiting on to straighten out some of the junk in your life. Here's what some of you are doing. You let the cold, icy water, you let that be the wrong things of life. There's some of you, you take a half step, you say, oh, this is so hard. And then a half step, can I tell you, sooner or later in the Christian life, you know what you need to do? Jump in. Amen. Jump in. It's not as bad as what you think. And you know what? Once you jump into that which was hard, you acclimate. You say, wow. Then you don't want to get out. Because you realize what's out is worse than what's in. And by the way, that's the same way the Christian life is. You say, this is hard, this is hard, this is hard, this is hard, this is hard. Let me tell you something. One of the best things you could do is become strong, jump in and decide, I'm going all the way for God. Once you get in, it doesn't take but a moment. You'll get acclimated and you're going to be trying to figure out how to stay in. bad habits should be stopped when you're strong. Then when weakness comes, you keep doing what you decided while you were strong.
Let me tell you something. There are times that you even take, there are friendships that are just not good for us. If you've got friendships that are bad for you, you hear the preacher preach on right associations, and there are some of you, you know that friend pulls you down, and you know that friend's not good for you, and you know that friend is hurting your Christianity. And then the Lord speaks to your heart about it and says, you know, don't be rude to them, but you need to part ways. You're going a different direction than they are. Can I recommend something? You better do that while you're strong, because it won't take but a moment for you to get in a social situation with that bad friend that you have changed your mind. You're back to making emotional decisions. You're back to doing what is convenient. If you're going to give up some bad friendships, some of you just kind of have to take a strong stance, make your decision, and then stick with that decision later on when weakness and opportunity comes. Listen, God wants you and I to do what's right, and God will help us to do what's right. I think the best decisions, the strongest and the most lasting decisions I've made in my life, I've made exactly like I'm telling you. When I was strong spiritually, I decided what to do. Then when I found myself weaker spiritually, I went back to those strong decisions and said, I'm not changing it. I might even be failing at it a little bit, but I'm not changing it. I'm getting back to where I made that strong decision. That'll carry you through. Now, for some of you, it doesn't matter to you at all. You're not concerned about this. But let me tell you, if you remember correctly, I told you this doesn't just apply in these what we'll call spiritual areas. Diet. Somebody says to you, your doctor says to you, you better get it together diet-wise. You're scared. They said, you're going to die. You said, I think I'll go on a diet. Good idea. While you're strong, make the decision. But the donuts are out there somewhere. What will carry you? What will carry you when you're looking at the donuts is to remember back to the strong decision you made. Said, I made a decision. I'm not going to rethink it in this moment of weakness. I'm going to do what I decided when I made the strong decision. There are some money matters like that. You better make the decision while you're strong so you'll make some good decisions financially. And so many different aspects of life does this apply. You decide while you're strong, then stick with that good, strong, spiritual decision, because when temptation or weakness or inconvenience comes, you'll stay right by not rethinking it, but looking back to the strong decision you've made. I was called to preach when I was a 16-year-old boy. I quickly learned the primary doctrines of the Bible. I have to tell you, when I was just a kid preacher, I decided the Bible is the Word of God. Salvation is by grace through faith. The Holy Spirit is there to convict people. I believed in the local New Testament church. I couldn't find anything any different, so I locked into it. And all these years, over 40 years, I still believe the very same thing. You say, were there times of temptation? Yes, there were. Were there times when it had been more convenient to be something else or believe something else? Yes, there were. But I look back and I said, I know I did the right thing. I know it was a strong decision. I know it was the right decision. I will not let the signs of the times or the heartaches of life or anything else stop me. I'm going back to that strong decision. And there's some of you, you're backslidden because you made a strong decision a long time ago, but you've wavered and you bailed out on God. Go back to where you were when you were strong. That strength. You say, well, I don't have that strength right now. But you had a strong decision. Just go back to it and say, that's where I'm going. Say, it'd take a while to get there. Well, get started then. Churches have changed all around the world. They're a mess. There's probably somebody sitting here right now offended because I assert myself in the preaching. Because they don't do it anymore. All preachers used to preach.
But they don't do it anymore. What happened? They made strong decisions and then they changed them later on. You young preacher boys, you make strong decisions when you're strong. Now when it gets tough, stick with the strong decisions. You won't regret it. I'm almost finished. The great Bible champions made strong decisions while they were strong, so they made it through the burning fiery furnaces. They made it through the lion's den. They made it through the boiling in oil. Make strong decisions about doing good things while you're strong. Make strong decisions about quitting the bad things while you're strong. And let those decisions carry you through the weak times. I'm going to make one more application and we'll be done. Make the decision to not change your strong decisions when you're weak. And I mean, I don't want you just to hear this sermon and say, oh, that was good. There are people in this room, you need to decide that you're not going to change your strong decisions during the weak times. Paul knew that he would go through weak times. That's why he said, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. Paul is basically saying, I know the tough times are coming. Folks, know that weak times will come. Plan now. Don't let them surprise you. I wish I could call the roll and tell you all the areas, but I'm just going to tell you, you make strong decisions, the weak time is coming. And if you want to make it through the weak time, you got to go back to the strong decision that you made. It's almost like this. Everybody here, you ought to have a weak time plan. My weak time plan is to not change the decisions about bad or good that I made when I was strong. I'm not going to change them. In other words, don't undo in doubt what you did in faith. Don't undo in weakness what you did in strength. Don't undo in the flesh what you did in the spirit. Don't rethink while you're hurt what you decided while you were not hurting. Don't undo on a bad day what you did on a good day. Don't undo while you're tempted what you did when you were not tempted. Don't undo when you're backslidden what you did when you were not backslidden. Don't undo in pride what you did in humility. Don't undo when you're away from God what you did when you were close to God. Don't undo while no longer soul winning what you did when you used to be a soul winner. Let me tell you something. For some of you used to win souls to Christ, you cared about the souls of men. You don't anymore. You talk about it, but you don't. Can I tell you something? I wouldn't start changing all sorts of decisions. You know that the Bible says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Some of you used to be soul winners, and you made far better decisions back then than what you make now. Why? Because soul winners get the wisdom of God in their life. Now you don't have the wisdom because you don't go soul winning anymore. And I'll tell you what, you're probably changing other things in your life too. You're not at your peak. Hey, don't undo while not reading your Bible what you did when you were reading your Bible. You understand that? I just changed my mind. Huh. Funny thing, you made the good decision while you were reading your Bible. Now you don't even read your Bible anymore, but you've got all these decisions that you think are good decisions. I'm sorry. Doesn't work that way. Don't undo with a bad attitude what you did when you had a good attitude. You see, the way to make good decisions, you find yourself at a peak spiritually, and you make decisions. And then when hardship comes, you don't have to rethink it. You just think back to what you did when you were right with God and get yourself back there. Let that decision carry you. Listen, people today make a lot of emotional decisions. You know, earlier I talked about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They think they're going to better that? I think not. I think not. We were strong. And America was strong. And that is the foundation on which our country was built. They should not try to fix what's not broken. They don't need to rewrite the Bible. They just need to reread it. You can't improve on it. And for some of you, back when you were at your peak spiritually, you made some good decisions. You're rethinking them. That's probably not wise. One of my hopes as a preacher is I'd like to finish strong. Finish strong. But that's done by revisiting my strong decisions, not my weak decisions.